Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
How you doing? How you doing? How are you doing, everybody? I don't know if you guys have heard, but Biden spoke today, and he wants to remind everybody,
get vaccinated,
that he likes to whisper. Get vaccinated.
He did that at the end.
He's done that on several occasions.
Stop doing that.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where, like, everything you said no longer counts because that's weird.
Hey, here's one. Secure the border.
Yeah.
Hey. How about that?
Inflation sucks. We're no longer energy independent.
Yeah, the whisper is weird. But here's what the president said, okay? I know you got some clips there, Chad.
Yeah.
That we'll play. Here's, I think, the big one. And it's interesting. You know, Biden never said the word mandate, which he said requirement, which we know means mandate. So just he was very careful in choosing his words, but he's basically mandating all employers with more than 100 workers require COVID vaccinations or weekly tests. So if you're a private business in Arizona and you've got 100 or more workers, this is you. This is who the president's talking to. You know, maybe at your place of office, you already have a vaccine policy or a mask policy or maybe none. But at 4:15, we're going to talk to Monica Lindstrom, and we're going to ask her, is this legal? Can the president do this? Because, you know, he is the president, but he's not king.
No.
There are a lot of people that, you know, there are a lot of other people that have to sign off on a lot of stuff that the president wants to do. But it looks to me like he can do this. We'll see what Monica says. See, I like this because businesses, private businesses, were already going towards this.
Yeah.
And now, you know, finally, this weak president, at least for one day, to me, looked strong. He wants to do something with COVID, and he has to, because on the 4th of July, we had 12,000 daily cases. Today, we have 150,000 daily cases. We're going the wrong way. Well, we are going the wrong way, and someone needs to do something. I don't want to rely on government. I don't like government. But my goodness, we've got to figure a way to get some of these people who are unvaccinated to stop taking the horse pill and actually take the vaccine. And maybe this is the way to do it, Chad, with private companies saying, this is what we're doing. And if we don't do it, I think the president's going to fine them. I think it's 14 grand for noncompliance. So it has some teeth.
Well, and again, we'll see because, you know, I'm sure workers are going to, I think you're going to see a lot of people quit and they'll be fine with that. And in a day and age when nobody can seem to, you know, to find enough workers, are we going to have a place where it's like, all right, here's the deal. You're going to have to make your own food and you're going to have to do your own stuff.
You have to flip your own burger.
You have to flip your own burgers. You're like, oh, see, this is why I stay at home and only make sandwiches and eat macaroni and cheese. I'm like I said, I can't wait to talk to Monica about this because, you know, the beauty of government in its craziness is, man, you can use health to do whatever you want. They've got a long swath of health things where you can kind of overreach, stomp on the Constitution, and kind of do what you want and say, well, it's for the betterment of the country. But the one thing that's going against him is Trump in a weird way, because the legacy that Trump left was the Supreme Court. And that Supreme Court sits 6-3. And as we all know, these things are going to end up there. And it's not about what's on the paper anymore. It's about how the paper is interpreted. The words on the paper are interpreted in different ways. And right now, that tends to be more conservative. Here's some of the stuff that Biden said, and it's a lot of it straight at the unvaccinated.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot.
Well, there you go, 200 million Americans.
5.5 billion shots on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
5.5 billion with a B. And we've got a group of people in America that are holding us back.
Yeah, we got,
and I think the president is tired of it. I'm tired of it. I think a lot of people are tired of it. And we need to move in a new direction. We need to figure out how to win this thing.
I'm telling you, I'm tired of fighting over it, but I'm also tired about people who whine about, oh, I don't want to get the shot, but also the same people that whine about, oh, you have to because of this. You know what? I trust my fellow man to a certain extent. People are going to make stupid choices. I made stupid choices in the past. I think every one of us, sure. There's been one guy that didn't make it, and we saw what happened to him, right? So the reality is it's a frustrating thing because we all kind of want to get to the same place, but we're going to fight along the way.
We don't want to get to the same place.
No,
that's
we do.
We
want to get to the same place where we're living our lives like we were before.
Yeah, but we don't want to do what it takes to get to the same
place.
No,
we don't want to take the same route.
Right. We're place on the planet in most vaccinated countries. We're behind Cambodia. We're the United States. We're the richest country in the world. I thought we were well educated. I'm not so sure about that anymore.
Well,
I mean, if we're swallowing horse pills, we're not that bright.
Well, you've talked about like so much of that is what? That's all based on the internet, and we're not bright. I mean, if you talk to people on a daily basis, man, you've been out and see people. Let's be real. For many people, it doesn't go all the way to the top, that elevator. They're not the sharpest tools in the shed. There's a lot of people out there who don't get it, and there's also a lot of people who live in echo chambers, and because of that echo chamber, they're staying there. They want affirmation, not information, and it is not a good place to be. So, and it's frustrating. I feel bad because I look around and, look, I understand. I know. I don't want to see kids get sick. My kids had it. I mean, he had it for like 8 minutes, but he didn't have it enough to stop him playing hockey in the afternoon, I'll tell you that. But it's one of those things where nobody wants to see anybody get sick. Nobody wants to see anybody sit here and fight over stuff like this. We just all want to be able to do our own thing. And part of the thing we love in this country is our freedoms. But with freedoms comes responsibilities. And, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are irresponsible. But I know this. I can only do what's right for me and my family. And you can only do what's right with you and yours. And right. My fear is the overreach of government, because as we all know, government loves to do certain things, and then they never love to roll any of those things back. And
overreach of mandating masks, mandating vaccines?
Is that
the example?
Yeah, mandating vaccines and mandating certain things. You start looking at certain things, and you start asking questions about where does it end. And I understand because, it's a give an inch, take a yard kind of scenario. And we're inherently, Gatos, a distrustworthy people. That's how we started our country. We didn't trust the other people that were supposedly our king. And we said, we're done with this. We don't trust you people. We're not going to give you guys any money. We don't have any representation. No, sorry. And we built an entire country based on a piece of paper that essentially protects ourselves from the government. And that's so this is going to be interesting. I'm interested to talk to Monica. We're going to talk to her straight up. Monica Lindstrom's going to join us. We're going to talk to her about, yes,
let's do it.
Can this be done? What kind of legal challenges are coming? It'll be very interesting. She joins us straight ahead.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
So, Biden doing his thing. Started getting it earlier today. Some of the stuff was leaking out what was going to happen. He came out, laid out his six-point strategy, because that's what he does. And now we sit back and figure out exactly what's going to happen. Vaccine mandates, boosters, keep schools open, increase testing, require masks, protect economy, improve COVID treatment. Joining us now is somebody who can talk the legal side of it, because she's only a judge and a lawyer. She's not a doctor. Monica Lindstrom. All right, Monica. How do we unpack this thing when it comes to the lawsuits? Because there's going to be a plenty.
Wow. I was surprised when all this came down. And the first thing that popped into my head was, let's open the courthouse doors because there's going to be lawsuit after lawsuit. And I think the lawsuits are going to be focused around, number one, that Biden abused his power and authority. They're going to say that Biden did not have the ability or the authority to be able to throw down these rules. Number two, they violate the Constitution because they're not taking into consideration any type of religious beliefs or personal freedoms or medical conditions. Now, that being said, there are some exemptions out there, and we've talked about those before, that if it's a deeply held religious belief or if it's a medical condition, you have to have exemptions. You can't force somebody to put their health in danger or to violate their religious beliefs. So there needs to be some exemptions there. But these are the types of lawsuits that we're going to be seeing. I don't know what's going to win yet because we're still in the world of a pandemic, right? And different laws are made and different procedures are followed when we're in states of an emergency. So those lawsuits will be coming very quickly. And don't be surprised if you see more employees filing lawsuits against their employers who try to implement these rules because they have to.
Monica Lindstrom's joining us. So the president mandated all employers with more than 100 workers require COVID vaccinations or weekly tests. I think he's probably got the power to do that. If it was just the vaccine, everybody's got a vaccine, maybe that wouldn't roll. But there's a second option. If you don't want the vaccine, now you get a choice. You can get tested a couple times a week at work. Do you think in private businesses that's going to roll and that's what we're going to see?
Well, that's exactly right. I put that under the exemption column, right? Because if you're going to put out a rule like this legally, there's always going to be exceptions, right? And so you can test or you have to have two of these, you know, the religious belief or the medical belief. I think that with the fact that he spoke to the big box stores and that the home testing kits are going to be sold at cost,
right,
that will help a little bit with this kind of stuff to fly. But last time I was in Walgreens, I saw one of those PCR tests, and they were, what, $134? I mean, are we going to force people to have to pay that amount of money twice a week or whatever it may be to show that they're not COVID positive?
I got one for $20.
Well, yes, I know. I've heard of them being much cheaper. I don't know why the one I saw was so expensive, but if they're selling them at cost, that will help. But are employees going to start saying to employers, well, you have to pay for these tests? Or the employers say, government, you know, we're losing employees if we follow these rules, because Biden said that this would be coming down in an OSHA rule. And that's the OSHA is the government entity that oversees the health and safety of workers.
Talking to Monica Lindstrom, our legal expert. Monica, I've said that Trump's lasting legacy is going to be the courts, and it's 6-3. And as we all know, it's about the interpretation of the Constitution. If it gets there, you got six conservatives in theory, 5.5 conservatives, because I think everybody looks over and you know, Chief Justice Roberts and stuff. But what's your sense there and how they're going to interpret some of this?
Well, that is a loaded question right there. I mean, when you think of conservatives, you think of, okay, are they conservative when it comes to health? Are they conservative when it comes to government power? Are they conservative when it comes to finances? You know, what exactly are they conservative about? Because you might see some of these traditionally conservative justices saying, whoa, wait a minute, maybe this is going too far. Because we're dealing with money, we're dealing with power, we're dealing with health issues. You can be conservative on one side about finances, but not about personal rights. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
so
I think
I'm
it's
not
a,
really sure.
It feels government because it's the government feeling like they're overstepping. And as we all know, conservatives tend to be for less government. And again, it's all about the interpretation.
Yeah, and remember, it's the Supreme Court that just shot down the CDC moratorium and said, basically, that the CDC didn't have the power to keep the eviction moratorium in place. That was, you know, exceeds their authority, so to speak. So if they're willing to do that in a pandemic, they may look at this and say, whoa, Biden, you're going just a little too far here with requiring these tests, you know, once a week or twice a week or whatever, and requiring employers to do this, private businesses to do this. That's overstepping there. So we could see that happen. I wish I could give you a better answer. The only answer I can give you is there are going to be lawsuits. This issue is politicized. It's divisive, not only over our dinner tables, right, but in the courts, because judges from around the country have come up with different decisions when it came to the CDC eviction moratorium, and they're going to come up with different decisions when it comes to the vaccines and Biden's power.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal analyst. Thanks for joining us and giving us some insight.
All right, bye, guys.
All right. Hey, Chad, coming up next,
we're
going to place a bet. It's legal to bet in Arizona.
Oh. Football, so, what is that? It starts in less than an hour. The season kicks off.
Yeah. So, you know, you can get an app. You can go somewhere and place a wager. But we're going to place a certain wager coming up next. How's that sound?
I love that. Look at you. You're becoming a degenerate right before our eyes. Oh, man. It's Gatos Chat Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
So, we are minutes away from the kickoff of, well, what is arguably the best time of the year, baby. A little football time, Thursday night football. You've got the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Brady. The Cowboys will be playing as well. So, this should be entertaining. But with all that being said, 12:01. Early this morning, the winds changed here, Gatos, because now we can legally sports bet, and it's happening. And guess who's here with me? Lloyd Banks.
Ba-pow!
Oh, gambling degenerate Lloyd Banks.
Hello, Gatos.
All right, Lloyd. So you like to gamble?
A little bit. I'm known to place a wager. Okay. I'll risk a jelly bean once in a while.
Well, you just got back from Vegas, which you go to three, four, five times a year.
Yeah.
So you like to partake in the gambling.
I do.
All right. Can you explain to us how this is going to work? Is it all off apps, or do we have to go to like Chase Field or Suns Arena?
No. So you can, if you are, you know, at Footprint Center, you can walk into the sports book that's there. There's one where the Bird's Nest is out here. Obviously, the Cardinals will have one. You can go into those places and place a wager. But if you are in the great state of Arizona, like Chad mentioned, as of 12:01 this morning, there are a number of apps. My personal favorite happens to be FanDuel that you can log on to. And there's six of them, I believe, here in the state that you can log on and make a wager right from the comforts of your home. You don't have to go anywhere.
Hey, Lloyd, let me ask you. So when you do this, I've often wondered, okay, what are they asking you for to verify your over?
Oh, your blood type, for sure.
Really? Are they asking you all kinds of stuff?
I mean, no. Yeah. I logged in. I got signed up in 5 minutes today.
They didn't ask you your name or anything like that?
So it's pretty simple. It's name, it's email, it's a credit card, or, you know, a PayPal, some way that you can send them money, and then they basically want to verify that you are of age.
How do they do that?
Are 21 and older.
How do they do that?
Well, I mean, I put in my birthday, and they ask for a Social Security number. They ask for the last four of that. So I'm guessing, you know, if your son tried to sign up, Chad, since he's not 21 and they got the last four of his social, it probably wouldn't work.
Okay.
But,
you know.
All right. So, Lloyd, can you place a bet for us?
What do you mean, I place a bet for you? I've already placed several
wagers. By the
way,
just to let you know, Gatos, he's sitting here with me, and he goes, all right, I'm looking at, because he's looking for some of the bets, you know, and he's over there on FanDuel and checking everything out, and he's like, oh, my God, look at this. Oh, wow. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put it here. You know, he's like, hey, can I borrow $150? Hey, can I borrow $275? He's going around. He's got his hat out there.
I'm looking at the app, too, in FanDuel.
Yeah.
Is there a minimum or –
Is there a minimum that you have to wager?
Yes.
I mean, I haven't tried to wager for like a nickel, but
can I bet a dollar on tonight's game?
Well, how about this? This felt like a good one to me.
By the way, you're not going to have a casino host if you're betting a buck.
How about this one? I put 50 jelly beans down.
Oh!
On what is listed as the Arizona Super Boost, which says that there will be at least one touchdown in tonight's Tampa Bay versus Dallas game.
Watch it be 2-2.
No, we don't
at
want
least
two
one?
To two.
Yeah, there's going to be at least one touchdown.
There you go.
Okay, so what? So if you put 50
bucks down,
the
Cowboys can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
How much do you win?
I would get my 50 back plus another 50.
That's a pretty good bet.
Yeah, it's essentially
they're giving
a
away
lot
free
of the companies
money to get
do this
interested.
To try to get you in the door, to get you to sign up.
I get it. Okay, because that doesn't sound
the first taste is free.
Yes.
So I will be doing that. I also have a little sprinkle on Tampa Bay tonight. Obviously, they're a big favorite.
Okay.
So I have like $5 on that. I'd win like a dollar.
What was the thing that you said earlier, like 73 points or some ridiculous?
That was another one that I saw.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into
that.
Yeah,
he's got all. I like the I'm interested, and this is where I think this is going to be big.
Yeah.
Is the game might be a blowout, but all of a sudden the odds move instantly and you can go, hey, you bet 10, you might win 300. We're going to give you 31 that this team down by 20 is going to come back and win this game. It's the instantaneous things that you're going to be able to.
Well, and it's not just football, too.
Yeah.
It's all the major sports, cricket, rugby.
Oh, I
Chad, I know you love soccer.
I do.
World Cup.
Or football, as it's known. You can wager on that. I'm not sure on the in-game wagering. I've seen some that do that. I think Arizona's going to have that. And what I mean by in-game means as the game is going on, you can wager on, will the next pitch be a strike or a ball? Will they run the ball, pass, or turn it over?
Yeah.
You know,
there's one that says Tom Brady passing yards. You can bet that it's over 300 or under 300.
Correct.
Right now from Arizona.
It will be, you know, will a certain player get a touchdown tonight? Will they get over so many catches? Will they get over so many yards? Oh, if you can think it up, you could probably wager on, you know, what will Gatos's next words be? Now, granted, that's not a sport, but anything that comes out of the sports world, it's in these apps.
I am super excited about this.
It's interesting because we were never able to really do this. This is all in the up and up now.
It is all, before you had to call some guy named Fat Tony.
Exactly.
And then he'd be like,
or you had to go to Vegas.
You remember Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yeah.
He's the guy that is your bookie now.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, or you had to go to Vegas. And, you know, I'm excited. But the app is, I'm telling you, much like with meme, with like Robin Hood and meme stocks.
You have the sports book in your hands.
It's gamification and instantaneous. And when you don't have money coming out or in and it doesn't look real, you can get yourself in trouble.
Which is why I would just say, hey, friendly disclaimer, only wager what you can afford to lose. Be responsible.
Absolutely. Or.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No.
It will with me. You know, I'll do it, you know, 50 or 100 bucks here and there. You know, if I can, you know, rip a 20 out of Gatos's wallet, I'll do that. But, you know, I always try to say, you know, just do it in moderation. Be sensible.
Yeah.
And a lot of people won't
do
that.
Most people
do it
that way. Yes, most will. Some won't. But you know what? I can't.
All right. I'm going to go place more wagers. All
right, good man. Degenerate. I love him. It just took him a minute, Gatos. He's
amazing.
Pa-pow! Super degenerate. That's why you love him. All right. Coming up, more on Biden, right? What's going on with him with his new fandangled. Hey, look at us. I got a 6-prong attack. We're going to touch on that. A couple other things I'm going to throw at you. Don't you guys move a muscle. But if you do, remember, Gatos and Chad Show podcast. You can grab it. Simple, it's free, it's easy. Subscribe. Where? On your iPhone or Android, much like what we were just talking about there. Totally free. Never miss any of the show. Gatos and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by your Valley Chevy dealers. Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, Gatos, they just showed Tom Brady running out on the field. Place is going crazy. Heads on over. Who's there? Drew Brees, because he's, of course, an announcer now. Huh. Gives him a big hug.
44 years old.
Yep.
And the guy he's on top of his game.
And they
amazing.
Say his arm is stronger now than it was when he was in his 20s.
He's amazing. As much as I don't like Tom Brady because he played for the Patriots, plus he's really good. And, you know, that's what people root against sports, like a LeBron James.
Yeah.
LeBron James is awesome. But you know what? He doesn't play for the Suns. He plays for the Lakers, so I don't like him. But my goodness, watching, I got to tell you, I hate to say this, I want to watch Tom Brady tonight. Oh, gosh, that makes me so nauseous. But the man is a freak of nature. And so the NFL season starts, and are we gambling? Did you place a wager? We can gamble now in Arizona.
Maybe.
And they're playing the Cowboys, man.
Which
I mean, what an
awful.
Opening. Oh, I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
You know, it's like everything, you know, I mean, everything is always predicated on injuries. I mean, you could have you could have the lineup, you could have the team. Like last year, they were what, 7-5? They didn't look very good. The Buccaneers was like, hey, waited around. Then
they were not very good for the first half of the year, the Buccaneers.
Then they hit a stride
that
arguably that stretch was maybe some of the best football anybody's ever seen. And when they got hot. It was crazy.
I didn't think they were a challenger for the first half of the season.
No.
The Cardinals were a better team than the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Yeah.
I mean, really. So, yeah, I mean, you know, getting the NFL back, that's awesome. Feels normal, you know, in these COVID times. We'll see. Is this in Dallas or is it in Tampa?
It's in Tampa.
Oh, that place is going to be jam-packed.
That place is, yeah, and you got the Cowboys. I mean, you know, they said the value of the Cowboys is $7 billion. I will tell you this right now. Jerry Jones puts the Cowboys up for sale. He could probably get $15 billion for it. There's 32 people on Earth that have these teams.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's the most exclusive club you can find. All right, we got your KTR News expansion coming up, and then more of the fun that is the Gatos and Chad Show.